Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
It's Friday, it's open line, whatever you want to ask, let's go.
Good morning, Seize the World. So on today's open line, I'm curious to get more insight into Caesar's statements the other day on X about how selling fruits is a good business to start from scratch. I'm also looking at this from the perspective of the modern entrepreneur that not necessarily sells through physical stores, for example, around the corners in the streets, but actually online. If you could help us out with maybe telling us about the profit margins, things to consider when starting this business, the scalability, probability of the business, and et cetera and so forth. Basically, what makes this such a good business to start from the ground, and what are the possibilities of scaling up from zero? Or the chances, rather.
So people always ask me, Caesar, if you were to start a business with limited amounts of capital, what would you do? Like, for example, if I woke up tomorrow and I was broke, this is all under the assumption that I'm healthy, I'm able to work and man the stalls myself, I would sell fruits, I would sell people. And the reason for that is, you can start off with something small, like even 500 rand. Go buy fruit, get a good location. Location is important, foot traffic is important. You sell, I'm origi, I'm apula. Grapes, you can't, because grapes are not the sort of things, the fruits that people buy, right? Plums, maybe. And the profit margins, I will tell you, are no less than 40% when you're selling fruit. Again, it depends on your site. Now, there's obviously a lot of things to consider, right? It gets to a point where scalability becomes an issue because there's only one of you. And so if there's only one of you, you may need to hire more people if you get more stalls. If you get too busy, etc., so on, you also can't work 24 hours a day. And because it's a cash business, there's a possibility that you may get robbed. But if you don't get robbed, that's a very good business for you to actually make your money. And you can make a decent amount of money. You can make, you see that 500 rand I talked about? Mm-hmm. You can make that in about 2 days. Literally. Wow. So you can take your money and you just keep doubling and you keep pushing and keep pushing. Now, obviously, there's also an amount of hard work that's required. I mean, I always think, generally, when I think about how hot it gets during the day, personally, I would put my fruit in a cooler. You know, like how people put drinks in a cooler? Put fruits in a cooler. So instead of having the apple bask in sunlight, and people having it as warm, shang it up a little bandai, straight. And just move those. That's one thing you can do. If you want to do this on a grand scale, there are people that take their fruits and they literally just take their fruit to, I don't know, Zim, for example. Because of economies of scale and how much things sell for over there, you can make, again, no less than 50% margin on that. I speak to you as somebody who grows these things, as a farmer. I know how much money there is to be made in fruit.
Morning, Seize the World. My Friday open line question is, can I take Lasizo's spot, especially after what you offered him to shadow you for a week? I mean, I have a pink tweet from about 2 years ago just making that request to shadow you. Can I just take up that space?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. You can definitely email Comfort, our producer, organize for you to come over and shadow us. I don't mind at all.
Oh, so Lasizo rejected the offer?
It's not that he rejected it. He never got back to me. So for me, I guess he didn't.
Yeah, it sounded like it because you said, how all I asked was you to be a guest. Now you want me to shadow you. You want to school me.
Yeah, it's either you want the knowledge or you don't. But also, people are like, Caesar, why are you being arrogant about it? You're damn right I'm being arrogant because it's my time. As you can see, I was sitting in having my own life, very comfortable. He came to me. So I don't want to be a guest. I don't got no need to be a guest anyway. But if you want to spend time with me, here's the way you can. You can take it or leave it. That's it. I'm unapologetic about that.
Man, for open line, guys, please help me wish my daughter a happy birthday. Aww. She's turning 3 today. Happy birthday, Anzani. Daddy loves you very much, my love. Thank you, guys. Loving the show as always.
Happy birthday, Anzani.
Anzani,
let's see.
Birthday, yep.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Anzani.
Turning 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Anzani. Go, Anzani.
Daddy loves you very much.
Yep.
Open line on Kaya 959.
This question is for the open line to the sports lady. In this cycle, there's been a lot of firsts in multiple sporting codes, like Harry Kane winning his first trophy, Chelsea becoming the first club to win Conference, Europa, Champions League, and the list is endless. What do you attribute this to? And can you please compile us a list of other firsts that we've had in sports this year? I'll also put my hat on the block and say it's going to be a first for South Africa when we win the cricket.
That cricket is looking a bit shaky right now.
He even gave you homework.
He did.
Are there so many firsts this year?
I think there's a lot. There's a lot of investment and also just people taking their opportunities. Leave those clubs, guys. People that left Manchester United went to go win trophies elsewhere. Also, Son also won a trophy for the first time after 17 years. It was the first time that we had a Champions League final where there was no team from Spain, England or Germany. So many firsts are happening. I don't know what is in the air. I mean, Akane Simbini is also showing us that, you know, things are possible.
Hey, at the age of what?
You know, in his 30s. Apparently, yeah. This is when we thrive. So
sprinting at that.
You never know. Akane. You never know.
That's funny. Even in the NBA, by the way, whoever wins the championship, it'll be the first time that the franchise has ever won a championship. Mm. So, yeah.
Good morning, Kaya. Today on Open Line, can I please suggest that we remove that... I don't know if it's called a tagline or what do you guys call it, where it says good morning because it's Puff Dead, because we don't like Puff Dead.
That's funny. Hey,
that is funny. Okay, we have heard your complaints. We will deliberate and get back to you.
So I'm fooling Puff Dead, now we'll sing it back. No Puff Dead.
Ish. Every step I take.
Backwards.
You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.